I'll be with you in a minute. Okay, it's technology. What is it you hope for this Christmas? Well, going by the video, I think pigs in blankets has the popularity vote, doesn't it? But we can't help but hope, can we? It's kind of in our DNA. For example, we hope for good weather. We hope for good health, a lovely holiday, and especially at Christmas, for the present we really, really want. The best decorations in the street. I have to be careful because there's a few here. A great family time together. Not to spend too much money. I wonder if you've, have you seen the Disney Christmas advert this year? I didn't know they did one, but apparently they do. Take a listen. How did it go? If you keep on believing, the dream that you wish will come true. It sounds great, doesn't it? Wouldn't that be great? Sadly, reality in life is a little bit different, isn't it? It doesn't always turn out the way you'd hoped. The cook forgets to put the turkey in the oven. Perhaps a family argument over what to watch on TV. Someone gets sick on too much chocolate or mince pies. Plans have to be cancelled, and our misplaced hopes suddenly topple over. A wishful, cross your fingers kind of hope that ultimately lacks a sense of certainty and disappoints. You see, if we place all our hope in our idea of a lovely Christmas, what happens when it sometimes doesn't feel that lovely? Well, let me ask you another question. Where is our hope this Christmas? Where is our hope this Christmas? Does this give us any more joy? Well, let's look at past hope. What does that teach us? Let's open up the World Diary events of 2023. January, the needless war in Ukraine continues. June, another interest rate hike, 5.25%. How's your mortgages? Elton John in July announces his final tour. That may change, I don't know. Maybe that's good news, I don't know. September, one of the UK's most iconic trees, deliberately cut down. How are we doing with our wishful hope? Am I cheering you up? Am I? Hey, far from ruining your Christmas this year, I want to say there's better news. In fact, you know, it's the best news ever. Because you see, there's another kind of hope that the Bible talks about, which Christmas is actually all about. It's not a wishful hope that disappoints. It's not a flimsy hope, dependent on whether your Christmas tree lights light up when you plug them in. No, this is a certain Christmas hope. a real rock-solid hope that ultimately will one day be accomplished and last forever. There's a hope this world cannot offer. A certain hope that's promised, it comes in a person, and one that prospers. Three P's for you. Let's have a look at the first. A certain Christmas hope that is promised. We're all used to the lovely nativity scenes, aren't we? Perhaps coming through our door on a card. But you know, the Christmas story doesn't actually begin in a manger, but in a garden. Yes, thousands of years before, in the Garden of Eden. We're familiar, aren't we, with the account, Adam and Eve, tempted by Satan to ignore God and live as if they know best. And then through their actions, sin enters a perfect world and everything changes and it becomes broken, painful, and very much in need of a saviour. Well, listen again to what God tells Satan, who introduced this sin into the world and who continues to tempt us today to turn away from God and live as if our loving God doesn't even exist. God says this to Satan: I will put enmity between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. I'm hoping for socks this Christmas. I really need socks. You see, I long for a day when all my socks have no holes. No holes. Or even my best Christmas clothes have no buttons missing, or rips, or stains or tears. Oh, I think I'm okay today. Or maybe even a free 24/7 free darning service, which makes dressing in the morning such more of a wonderful experience. God promises so much more. A time is coming when there will be one who will crush Satan. It's a Christmas hope that reminds us that God will fix everything that's broken, everything. He will right every wrong. You know, the well-known author, J.R.R. Tolkien, he put it like this. He said, one day, everything sad will come untrue. One day, everything sad will come untrue. See, God says to us, I know your pain when Christmas doesn't quite feel as joyful or Christmassy sometimes as you hoped it would. Or when you have to face it alone while others are having a great time. Or when someone lets you down. Or when a family friend or a member of your family suddenly becomes ill. Or even worse, they die. You see, God promises that there will be a day when all this is fixed. There will be no more wars, violence, viruses, or tears. Until that time, I am with you, God says. It's not the kind of promise, is it, that we sometimes get from a friend or a colleague, who even then forgets to fulfill it. No, this is a promise from God himself, the creator God of the whole universe, the sustainer God, the God who provides all good things for us to enjoy. He never forgets, never. And so you see, when God gives us a promise, we can know, can't we, for certain, that he will do exactly what he says he will. I wonder if you know how many promises by God there are in the Bible. Anybody know? I had no idea. I had to Google it. And it was 3,500. That was it, approximately. I don't know. That's a lot, isn't it? I'm sure some are still to be fulfilled. And they won't be until he returns. And yes, God may not keep his promises on our timetable. But you know, not one. Not one is broken. Not one is forgotten. And so, knowing God always keeps his promises, they go all the way back to Genesis 3, the garden. We can have a certain hope, can't we? That he can be trusted. A certain hope that's promised. We can also have a certain hope in a person. Hope in a person. We put our hope, don't we, in lots of people. Here's a few. A pilot, perhaps, to get us to that holiday destination. Maybe you're going away this Christmas. A football manager to win us that World Cup. How is that hope going? A vet to make our sick beloved dog well. A great teacher for our children. But you know, who is that person coming to us that God promises in Genesis 3? Who will make all things right? Who will make sad things come untrue? Well, listen to the announcement years later in Luke's Gospel, when an angel visits some smelly shepherds in a field just outside Bethlehem. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. That someone is actually God himself. Emmanuel, which means God with us, realised in the person of Jesus, God's only Son. A Saviour to all who are broken, hurting, those with wishful hopes dashed. This trumps, doesn't it, all our fingers crossed hopes for a new year? You know, it's interesting who God chooses to reveal this world-shattering great news of good hope to. Not kings or governments or even local dignitaries. No, poor smelly shepherds in a field. Those thought of at the time as the lowest in society. It brings great hope, doesn't it, for us all? Good news, not just for the privileged few. No, everyone. You know, the writer Philip Brooks summed up this message of hope and joy of Christmas in just one line of his carol, O Little Town of Bethlehem. He said this, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Or what about the disciple John, who described it like this, the true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. All our hopes are met in Jesus. You know, should we be hopeful just in a baby in a manger, in a stable? I mean, how will the promise in Genesis 3 that he will put right all that was wrong be fulfilled? We have to look, don't we, not just to Jesus' birth, but ultimately his life, and yes, his death too. You see, God doesn't just watch us, does he, from afar, but entered into our broken world, allowing himself to be broken on a cross, so that we don't have to stay broken anymore. Jesus was perfect, yet took our place, paid our debt. Yes, all those times when we have ignored him and lived as if we didn't exist too. He didn't exist too. So that we can be forgiven, and seen as blameless before God. Jesus loves us that much. And one day he promises to come again to put everything right. The disappointments of all those world diary events gone for good. A certain promised hope. A hope realised in the person of Jesus. And finally, a certain Christmas hope that prospers. You know, 2,000 years ago, Jesus died on the cross. But there were many who thought their hopes were dashed too. But let's remind ourselves, shall we, what happened on the third day when the women visited the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. Perhaps you're thinking, Martin, you've gone bonkers here. I mean, what's going on? You're talking about Easter. I mean, it's Christmas. Come on. Of course, it's the season, isn't it, to celebrate Jesus coming to us as a baby in a manger. But may I suggest we can also celebrate the fact that he's not in the manger anymore. But we can celebrate Christmas even more because of the reason for the season. You see, the empty manger points to the empty cross, which points to the empty grave. Victory, victory over death itself. This is why Jesus came, isn't it, as a baby? That all who put their trust and their faith in him brings a certain hope for them too. That death does not have the final say. That there is everlasting life, peace, forgiveness, reconciliation beyond the grave. You know, I wonder if you ever reminisce about some of the best Christmas presents you received as a child over the years. I think I've mentioned before here about my big square electric set, which I loved, which I don't have anymore. Something else, when I was about 8 on Christmas morning, all my hopes came true as I unwrapped a brand new gold Mammod steam engine. Has anyone had a Mammod steam engine? No, oh, you've got to get one. I loved my Mammod steam engine, loved it. And I spent many hours sort of shining the brass up and polishing my mother's spoons with a little sort of polisher there. I think there's something about real fire and steam for an 8-year-old, it just seems to work. I loved it. Maybe for you it's something else, I don't know, a doll, a teddy, a car, I don't know, whatever. But where are these gifts now? Maybe you've still got a few, which is great. But I suspect many, if not gathering dust in the loft, sadly, are broken, discarded in some landfill somewhere. You know, the one Christmas gift that will never grow old and is the best gift you could ever receive is the Christmas certain hope that we can all have, a hope that is promised by God himself, a hope that's met in Jesus, our Lord and Saviour, and a hope that prospers and will one day be fulfilled when our Lord comes again. You know, this is the same hope, isn't it, that made Mary sing for joy on hearing she was going to have Jesus be born. This is the hope, isn't it, that made the shepherds hurry to the stable and then share the news to everybody? This is the hope that led the wise men to travel hundreds of miles following the light of hope. This is the hope that led disciples just to give up everything to follow Jesus. And it's the same hope, isn't it, that brings many Christians today. And yes, in January, when all the decorations are put back in the box, a comfort and a joy and a certain hope of a glorious future that awaits all who trust in him. Who are you placing your hope in this Christmas? May you all have a wonderful Christmas, and I pray that you would take comfort and joy, not in the hope of "I hope so," but the certain hope of "I know so," that comes to us all in the gift of our Saviour, Jesus. Amen.
Martin, thank you. Well, we're going to watch another video now, and this next video is a song called "Hope is Born This Night," and it's a chance really for us to reflect as we consider all that Martin just shared with us of that good news, that promised hope found in the person of Jesus that prospers those who turn to him. So let's watch that now.